Have you ever wondered what traditional Iranian music, flamenco dance and contemporary compositions would sound like in a song? Well, Adelaide-based singer Mariam Rahmani has found out with her debut album Command that dropped last Friday. Mariam goes on a journey of culture and identity. She joins us today to tell us more. Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you so much for having me. Well, so exciting.
That's a pleasure. Now, how did the concept of this album first come about?
I think it was an idea. It was a journey that I was in it anyway. And because when I came here with my the music I used to play, it was really narrow to just traditional Iranian music, and it was just like me not many people. It was like you sing in Farsi, you play and then I thought and also I wanted to. I think music was something that connect me to other people. We just, and collaborating was a way for me to kind of get into the society and find friendship, find the same. For a way for me to integrate literally to the society, really, to my new home. And then yes, I think this is the main thing about Command as well, is the collaboration, like how it's and all these collaboration, all of them has got they're so meaningful for me. They've got all story. All those people are my friends, and and we kind of it was a journey for us. It wasn't just an idea for an album. It was like these 6 years. Is this
6 years in Australia?
True.
And it's mainly instrumental, but there is a bit of vocals. And is that Farsi that you're singing?
Yes, okay. It is.
Will you ever go into English?
This is the thing. Like, my brother, always one of my first critics to say, oh my God, why are you speaking? Like, you sing it in Farsi. People wouldn't know. But then I know that for me, always a poem is first and then music comes. Like, poem is so big for me. Like, even when I play, like, in my head, I'm singing in my head. Or, like, for the rhythms, I always use the rhythms in the, in poems. And then, yeah, for me, it was just like, oh my God, I just can't, But I would love to. Like, it's a thing I would definitely love to try.
Yeah.
But I think...
And then we'll understand it.
Oh, love to. Sure.
Now, you're trained in traditional Iranian music. Mm. You've used traditional Iranian instruments.
Yeah.
Are you playing that yourself, or have you got someone else playing?
For instrument? Yeah, I do it myself. Yeah. Play santur in the album and kamancha. But santur is my main instrument, and kamancha I just started in the university. I adore the sound so much. And I don't call myself singer, really. I'm basically santur player, but then I adored all side of like traditional music, so I just try other things too.
Uh-huh. Now, I really love the album art design.
It is cool.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Are you the artist? Or
my partner did that, and then we changed it. And the story of that is like, because he came with me to Iran, I think in March. It was before, it was really good timing. Oh my God. But he came with me, and then, it has got a story of, and he saw my house, and, and it was a view of my, actually, no one knows it's a mirror, but it's a mirror. It's not a frame, like a picture. But what you could see from a room is like this mountain, and it kind of me looking in the mirror, but how I want to be here, and I belong here with an Australian flag. Flowers, like all of those things, but also like still in the mirror, I see, I see Iran, or like, but I'm here and I want to, this is, my trying to feel belonged as well, but also you belong to two. It's kind of,
A bit torn sometimes.
Yes. Yeah. I think is a same experience for everyone who immigrate.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, you played last night at Phoenix Central.
Yeah.
Oh my God. How was the vibe?
Wow, it was amazing. Like, the team, how professional it was. And I was just telling Finn, it was a beautiful experience just by the, a professional side of it. And then the venue itself, how it's amazing. And the audience and how they around you, kind of surrounding you. It's just amazing. Yeah, and the sound and everything. Oh, my God. It's awesome. It was beautiful. Yeah.
Okay. And what, you know, so I think there's only a lucky few that can go there.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes. I know.
So what is your, what's your idea now? Are you going to be doing some regular tours at regular places?
Well, I mean, music in Exeter are amazing in like finding like these random, and like the night before we just find this beautiful Fanatico is like the record album in Sydney. So it's just like really tiny, but we just put it like, anyone who couldn't get a ticket, please come over. And you know, some people came in the night before, and I would love to. I'm just so up for it, like, you know, doing things like while I'm Sydney, like every night we did something, you know. I just arrived, we did that, and last night we did the other one, we did Phoenix. So
where did you do the night before?
Fanatico is a record label. Oh. And it's like a little tiny beautiful, like, you know, and space, and it's like some like artist studios behind, and it's just an amazing place.